we're surrounded by images. You know, even when we're walking around on billboards, on advertising, there's always images around us. So I knew the power of images, and I was just like, hey, if we could flip this narrative, this would be something powerful. Because the way I looked at imagery is the same way I saw, like, this could literally be a page of a history book if you look at it that way. It's a reference to how we're living now. It's a reference to how we may be living in the future, and also represents some sense of the past. So it's all these different communications when it comes to imagery. So I was just like, hey, if we're able to match up this mission of diversity, of inclusion, of community, of culture with imagery, we'll be able to change the world in a way that it hasn't been before.
Welcome to the We Are Photographers podcast from Creative Live. I'm your host, Kenna Klosterman, bringing you true stories from behind the lens and behind the lives of your favorite photographers, filmmakers, and creative industry game changers. From their struggles to their wins, we get the real human stories about why they do what they do. I believe there is something to be learned from everyone's story. If you're ready to join us in the hustle, listen, get inspired, and discover why in the end the creative journey is all worth it. Karen Okonkwo and Joshua Kissy are the co-founders of Tonal, a company turning stock photography into culturally radiant stories. Karen is a Nigerian-American social entrepreneur, a speaker, educator, and powerhouse. Joshua is a Ghanaian-American photographer, a creative entrepreneur who co-founded Street Etiquette, which is a leading creative agency in New York. In 2018, Karen and Joshua were named on Inc.'s list of 30 Under 30 Rising Stars, which is incredible because Tonal was less than a year old. In this episode, we explore why Karen and Joshua partnered to humanize stock photography and how Tonal images showcase what the world actually looks like using diversity, inclusion, community, and the real narratives of real people. This is We Are Photographers with Karen Okonkwo and Joshua Kissy of Tonal, and this is their story. So let's just dive right in and tell everyone what Tonal is.
So Tonal is a diverse stock photography business that was created to tackle the currently very stale, homogeneous, and racially one-sided imagery that we have right now. And so our aim is to showcase what the world looks like from people of different races, ethnic backgrounds, socioeconomic statuses, sexual preferences, abilities, and more. Because truly, the world is a melting pot, and it is not one race.
You have been in business now, the time that we're recording, for almost a year.
Yay.
And yes, congratulations. And you've already been gotten a lot of recognition, a number of things such as being named on Inc. 30 Under 30.
Yes.
So
amazing.
Tell me about it.
Thank you.
With getting that recognition, is it the reaction that you've wanted? Is there anything surprising about what has happened in the first year of your business?
It's been surprising, but also very inspiring that people see the need for this type of stock photography. So within the first year, we've been featured on so many platforms. And I don't think there's a business that doesn't pay for press that'd be able to capture everybody's attention, because what we're providing is a solution that everybody's like, oh, I'm surprised that doesn't exist. So it's always this like aha moment that people have whenever we explain Tonal. And I think from press to just everyday people, they see the need for a platform like this.
So how did you meet? How did it come together? And then why at that moment?
Yeah, well, I'll start off by just talking about the why. We had a site called The Sorority Secrets, and it took off. It really got a lot of attention. And one of the cool things about us is that we would find really nice images online to compensate for not being able to take our own images. And it was one of my friends here locally who came up to me and he said, out of curiosity, how come you don't feature any Black people on your site? And I literally was taken aback, be it that clearly I'm Black. And I didn't realize that subconsciously I wasn't featuring people of color. Not on purpose, but because I came to find out in doing my research online that there were not a lot of aesthetically pleasing images, if any, of people of color in the sorority world. And so that particular business fizzled out, but that really stuck in my mind and still bothered me that it took me forever to try to find images of diverse people. So then flash forward, I meet Mektis Mersha, who is Josh's fiance, who I learned was a really famous creative, very well respected in the creative community and the African American community. And so I was like, okay, he's a really good photographer. I wonder if he would be interested in doing this idea of stock photography. I don't want to do it, but I think it would be cool for him. And I'll let him tell the story from there.
And I was like, absolutely not. I was like, there is no way that I want to start a stock photography company. I mean, if you just given what stock photography represents to photographers, it's a really mundane, vapid type of job. And nobody really wants to do it because there's no real artistic integrity. There's no real aesthetic or aesthetically pleasing photos. So that's something I truly, truly wanted to avoid. So the first time Karen approached me with this idea, I was like, no, I do not want to do this. But maybe in the future we could work something out.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
Well, unfortunately, the summer of 2016, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile were killed by police. And I actually was visiting over the 4th of July. I was visiting in New York, and Josh was like, Karen, what better time than now to do that stock photography business you were talking about? Because we need to take back our narratives. We need to showcase what our people look like, because right now the media is portraying these men like they were nothing, like they were thugs, like they were, you know, villains. And you know what? We decided to really sit and think about it, pray about it. And then in September, we decided to just pull the trigger and we went full throttle.
Let's talk more about what imagery means in today's world. I know, I mean, Joshua, you had Street Etiquette, your agency, and so, you know, and then your blog. So you both know the importance and power of imagery in our identity, in the cultural narrative. So talk to me more about what you were seeing at that time. And again, that moment of like, wait, we can change this.
Yeah, I think, I mean, imagery has always been something that inspired me as a photographer, as a way to tell stories. It's a way to depict different narratives. And in today's age, even 2 years ago, in 2016, there's such an appreciation for imagery on social media, on all of your phone, news, press. So like images are, we're surrounded by images. Then 10 years ago, a lot of people would not be into taking photos, but everybody now knows how to take a decent photo. So people's photo literacy and how they understand how pictures are important to their daily lives, outside of like how we grew up when it was just nostalgic. It was just like, let's look through these family albums and kind of like revisit memories. Now people are literally like documenting now and in the past and the present. So it's all these different communications when it comes to imagery. So I was just like, hey, if we're able to match up this mission of diversity, of inclusion, of community, of culture with imagery, we'll be able to change the world in a way that it hasn't been before. So
going back to narrative, because going back to tonal and what you've created, the tonal narratives for me really differentiate what you're doing and create this connection that becomes universal and inclusive. So tell me about what the tonal narratives are and how that fits into what the site is about.
Yeah, well, it goes back to why we wanted to start this. We wanted to take back the stories that have been told wrongfully and show people in their true light. And so that is exactly what tonal narratives is. It's an ability for you to go beyond the picture and add that humanistic experience for that particular person. So now, if you are seeing a picture of someone who is, say, African American, Well, now you know that it's not just that they're African-American, they're first-generation Ethiopian. And it's not that they're first-generation Ethiopian, they actually, you know, are a clinical researcher. They do modeling on the side. They're a person, they're a human. And so now it takes away that layer of stereotypes that unfortunately people carry with them and judge people on that presence. Now it's, okay, know me for who I am. So I want you to see the color of my skin. I do want you to know my culture. However, there's something deeper in that, and know that I am still just as much a human navigating through life as you are.
That's right. And I have a background, actually. I worked for Getty Images.
Oh, wow.
Maybe like
wow.
10 plus years ago. And
oh, wow.
I was talking with a friend, and I know that there would be images of a quote-unquote diverse family, say an Asian family, mm-hmm. where maybe the husband was Japanese and the wife was Chinese and the kids were Korean.
Right.
And it was like, not that couldn't happen.
Yeah.
But yeah. It's like, oh, here's a family of Asians that are all the same.
Yeah.
Like, but not.
Right, right.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. so even to that level of not understanding the nuances of of different races, and it really strikes me. Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say it's really important because like those nuances make up the bigger picture. It's sort of like a mosaic structure. It's like all these different pieces, all these different details actually make up the full robust picture. And if you look at the world is as diverse as we see it. But in imagery, it's only limited. I think only now that you could go on social media and look at a hashtag that you're able to see how different people are living around the world vividly through social media. But before, there was no tool like that. So we hope with Tonal, we're able to give people an accurate depiction of how the world looks and also change what stock means to people. So we always talk about this story over stock aspect, and that's where Tonal narratives come in, because it's actually about this person's story that's over the fact that they're just this blank canvas and you could just use it and flip it into any situation. It's just like, no, if you actually want to have some truth, and I think a lot of people are looking for truth in their lives, even in this image, you could get a way more accurate and detailed depiction of who this person is.
And again, going back to that connection, because you know so much more about the person in the image, you know, it's not I'm white, but I look at an image of, you know, Danielle on the site who, you know, some of her passions I share. And I mean, it's again, it's not about the tone of your skin.
Right.
It's about what you're creating with your life and that we are all connected in these other ways.
Yeah.
And imagine if the world could just be that way.
That is my dream.
What is your dream?
My dream is literally for you to honor people for their differences while also respecting them and embracing them. And, you know, judgments aside, you're honestly leading with love. And that's what I believe that this world is missing, is that we are not leading with love, which is actually who we are innately. And so we've decided to rise in hate. And that's why we're experiencing so much turmoil in our society right now. So my goal, my hope through our imagery is to push that narrative that you should love your neighbor as yourself.
Ever since I started with Street Etiquette back in 2008, there was always a responsibility and bigger mission to create something that would affect people more than just myself and Travis Gums, who we both co-founded Street Etiquette. And a lot of our best work and our most notable work and our most pressworthy work in a lot of ways was always centered around community. And it was always centered around people that are bigger than ourselves. And I think for that, people find ways and different connection points to relate to. Although your idea may start with yourself, that's like the ego and like, okay, this is my idea, I came up with this.
Yeah.
I feel like it's almost a big challenge for a lot of creatives to think outside of that. And the most powerful ideas are when it starts with yourself, but it's shared with the rest of the world. And for me, I truly, truly believe that. And when I think of ideas, if it doesn't have those two variables, I find it to be more problematic than beneficial than anything else. Because I'm like, who am I doing it for? Is it just for me? Or is it for somebody that may be in my shoes 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Have you seen Tonal taking on a life of its own? And if so, how?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one thing that I would tell anyone who is trying to start a business is that you really have to actually take the time to get to know your audience. And a lot of that precious moments happen prior to launching. So we initiated what I feel was one of the best launches ever, because we had our audience a part of every experience, from asking them what they thought about this picture on the website to, you know, what are the type of things that you're experiencing in your current searches of imagery. And we were able to gather that information that we were able to make some tweaks along the way to really make sure that we're catering to our audience. And so now what's happening is people are using our imagery and they actually want to attribute it to us. And what I mean by that is, you'll buy an image from Getty or Shutterstock, but how often do you actually see people tagging it and making sure that you know that it's from Getty?
Wow.
But for us, I mean, we literally have a whole scrapbook of people who have been very diligent in tagging and making sure that you know that it's Tonal, because they believe in what we're doing so much and they want our images to be spread so far that they're willing to compromise maybe the aesthetic of their post or their image to make sure that people know that it's a Tonal image. And we value that, but we've earned that respect from our community.
And to Karen's point, like, even more so than that, like, people are also just raising their hand to volunteer to be photographed for Tonal.
Yes.
So people are just like, hey, I want to be a part of this. I love this idea. How can I model for this? How can I, like, nobody's really raising their hands to do stock photography. Like, let's just be honest.
Yeah.
But I think ROI, and also in combination with the community aspect that we've been able to build through narratives and through different projects within Tonal, people are excited to actually be a part of it. Like, people email us and they'd be like, hey, like, I live in Atlanta and I would love to be shot for Tonal. I live in Cincinnati or wherever they live. And it just shows that it's bigger than just like the platform itself. It's the idea that diversity does matter and people are passionate about it. So people are almost like ambassadors for us without us even asking them to
be.
That's
exactly right.
And that's when you know it's a movement.
Yes.
So how can people connect with Tonal? Do you take submissions? How does your imagery content creation come about?
Yeah, so we have about 3 to 4 photographers, and we have 8 different categories, and we just task them to create an even amount of images that they submit to us. And the reason why we are being very specific about having only a small amount of photographers right now is because our competitors just have an influx of all these photographers. It doesn't matter, you know, really what their style is. There's no cohesiveness. And for us, you know, you're getting a Tonal image. The filter is the same. The style is the same. And so we're very specific on who we choose as photographers. In terms of just people who aren't photographers, how they can become, you know, connected with us is they can be a subject in our photography. So we have a photographer in Dallas, same here. We have a photographer here in Seattle, and then LA, and of course, Josh in New York. And so that's just different ways that people can help in that capacity. And people have podcasts. If people have, that was a shameless plug. If people have, you know, magazines, you know, on TV shows that we can continue to spread the word, that's the type of things that can really help Tonal.
Photography being that universal language, an image is voice.
Yeah.
And yes. Voice is power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and our narratives are also another way of creating community. I mean, that's something that we are really in our infancy and how far we can go with it and the reach. So if there are organizations out there who are looking for opportunities to be seen, especially the underrepresented organizations, you know, we would love to feature them through our narratives and be able to push, you know, not only what they're doing, but also, of course, help Tonal in getting more visibility.
I want to go back to there's the diversity, but then there's also the creative side. And you talked about the way that their images are post-processed or toned. How has creating something that's more modern, the aesthetic of your imagery, talk to me about what it is and how you came to that.
As a photographer, like, I would usually shoot editorials, like editorial fashion, luxury stuff. And that those photos have a certain tone where it's like desaturated, high contrast. You know when you see a photo that's editorially applicable to like imagery. But with Tonal, I had to ask myself, like, okay, I'm not shooting for Adidas or Nike. The way we were able to like shift the contrast and colors to make it a little bit more bright, to make it pop a little bit more. A lot of our imagery has that where it doesn't feel like a stock photo. And every time we do a talk, I'm like, hey guys, do you think this is a stock photo? And they'd be like, no, this just looks like a great photo. So it was almost meshing the world of editorial and commercial and landing somewhere in the middle.
That's so, so smart, because it's amazing that people are tagging stock images with Tonal because they want to show and educate other people out there that this exists. So I'm curious, again, you are in your infancy of this business. What have been some of the biggest hurdles from a business perspective and that you've worked your way through?
Yeah, so I would just say because we've never done a stock photography business, we really were not keen on the best infrastructure for it. And so that has been the biggest hurdle to overcome, because there's been a lot of manual things that have been happening behind the scenes to keep the website operating. And we've just had to be very creative and really selfless in that sense to really get our website up and running to the best capacity. So we're working with a great developer. We'll be launching our new website in September, and or maybe earlier, we'll see. But we're trending now for September, and it's going to have a lot of new features, a lot of feedback from the community.
Yes.
Really seamless for our end user.
Awesome. Well, looking forward to seeing version 2.0.
Yeah.
That's really exciting. Yes. That's really, so I'm exciting. Sure you are.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Thank you so much for being on the podcast, for being part of the Creative Live family. And I want to make sure that everybody can follow you, can continue to see your journey. So where can people follow not only Tonal, but you too as well?
Yeah, so individually, I have a very beautiful Nigerian name, so you can follow me at Karen Okonkwo on all of my platforms. That's KarenOkonkwo. And then for Tonal, it's at Tonl for all of our social media platforms.
Yes, and for me, you could follow me on Joshua Kissy, so it's K-I-S-S-I's last name, on all social media platforms. Take a look at my beautiful photography on Instagram, or you could go to my personal portfolio website, which is joshuakissy.com.
Can I invest in your company?
Yes, absolutely. We'll take all types of investments.
Yes. I mean, we're privately held right now, but
we're self-funded, so we will take it.
Yes.
I just love, I say that in jest, but I just love what you're doing, and I really can see how important it is and how it will impact
Thank you.
Not just the industry, but the world.
Yeah, well, we really appreciate you having us on your show and just joining the Creative Live family. We're very grateful.
I'm Kenna Klosterman, and you've been listening to the We Are Photographers podcast from Creative Live. At Creative Live, we believe that there's a creator and a photographer in all of us, and yes, that means you. If you're looking to get fresh perspectives, inspiration, or skills to boost your hobbies, business, or life, head over to creativelive.com. If you haven't already, subscribe to the We Are Photographers podcast wherever it is that you get your favorite podcasts. We would also love to hear what you think by posting a review. You can follow Creative Live on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook to connect with our world-class educators and, of course, your fellow creator community all over the globe. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next week for another episode of We Are Photographers.